Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas is the third book in the exhilarating A Court of Thorns and Roses series that blends elements of fantasy, romance, and warfare into a richly complex narrative. Following Fair Archeron's journey, the book delves into themes of loyalty, sacrifice, and the quest for peace. As Fair navigates her way through the treacherous politics of the fairy courts, she must also come to terms with her own identity and power. Maas's adept storytelling weaves together intricate character developments with fast-paced action, making it an unforgettable read. Situated in a world that's both brutal and beautiful, this tale of resilience and love challenges the binaries of good versus evil, ultimately exploring the gray areas in between. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of Fair Archeron, once a mere mortal and now High Lady of the Night Court, undergoes significant personal growth throughout A Court of Wings and Ruin. This journey is not only about her embracing her newfound powers, but also about understanding and owning her identity. Fair's evolution is symbolized through her adept use of both cunning and strength, showing that true leadership often requires a balance of intellect and force. Maas uses Fair's character to explore the themes of growth, love, and resilience. Her relationships deepen, particularly with Rhysand, exemplifying how love can be a strength rather than a weakness in times of war. Fair's strategic mind and empathetic heart become key to navigating the political intrigue and leading her people into a future of hope. Secondly, the themes of war and peace. War is not only a backdrop in A Court of Wings and Ruin, but a complex theme explored through various facets, including strategy, sacrifice, and the toll it takes on nations and individuals. Sarah J. Maas paints a vivid picture of the devastation caused by war, alongside the slim yet persistent hope for peace. The narrative delves deep into the sacrifices made for the greater good, questioning the price of victory. Through the eyes of Fair and other key characters, readers experience the brutality of battle and the fragile negotiations for peace. The book raises important questions about the nature of power, the ethics of warfare, and the possibility of reconciliation and unity post-conflict, making it a poignant commentary on the realities of war. Thirdly, the role of magic and power, magic in A Court of Wings and Ruin, is not just a tool, but a pivotal aspect of the story that shapes identities, politics, and the outcome of the war. The intricate magic system, with its rules and limitations, mirrors the complexities of the book's world. Power dynamics shift with the character's mastery or lack thereof of their magical abilities, shedding light on themes of control, freedom, and destiny. Sarah J. Maas explores how power can corrupt or elevate, and how personal sacrifices often fuel the greatest magical feats. The book delves into the ethical use of magic, where characters must choose whether to use their powers for the greater good or personal gain, making magic a compelling metaphor for real-world power struggles. Fourthly, the intricacies of fairy politics. In A Court of Wings and Ruin, Sarah J. Maas intricately designs a political landscape as dangerous and complex as the battlefield itself. The fairy courts, with their hierarchies and alliances, create a tension-filled backdrop against which the struggle for power unfolds. Fair's navigation through these treacherous political waters is a testament to her growth as a character and a leader. The alliances she forges and the betrayals she faces underscore the themes of trust, loyalty, and the quest for peace. Maas cleverly uses the political machinations of the fairy courts to highlight the often blurred line between friend and foe, making it a captivating exploration of power dynamics and diplomacy in a fantastical setting. Lastly, the significance of sacrifice. A Court of Wings and Ruin places a strong emphasis on the concept of sacrifice, exploring its many forms and the impacts it has on both individuals and the broader community. Characters are frequently faced with difficult decisions that test their limits and beliefs, driving home the message that true courage often comes with a cost. Sarah J. Maas delves into the emotional and physical toll of these sacrifices, portraying them as pivotal moments of growth and necessary for the achievement of greater goals. Whether it's sacrificing personal desires for the greater good or the ultimate sacrifice in battle, the book thoughtfully addresses the weight of these moments and their significance in the tapestry of life and war. It highlights the complexity of sacrifice, not just as a noble act, but also as a deeply personal and often heartbreaking choice. In conclusion, A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas is an enthralling read for fans of fantasy, romance, and action-packed narratives. Ideal for readers who enjoy complex characters, intricate world-building, and themes that delve deep into the human psyche, this book offers a gateway into a richly imagined world brimming with magic, conflict, and hope. The exploration of sacrifice, power, and love makes it a compelling read that resonates on a personal level, offering insights into the strength found in vulnerability, the importance of growth and resilience, and the unyielding power of unity in the face of adversity. It's a poignant reminder of the sacrifices we must sometimes endure for peace and the strength found in standing together. Thus, this book is not just an escape into fantasy, but a mirror reflecting the eternal struggle between darkness and light, making it an enriching addition to anyone's reading list. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.